violation of people's rights. And there are too many examples. And the best and last one I'll give you here is that each time I've asked Health and Social Services to tell me what number of child sexual abuse cases they bring or investigate each year, the statistic still hovers about the same. And that is that I think it was 70% of all cases investigated were found not to have any basis in fact. But in the process of doing that, children are removed from homes, charges are brought, all kinds of things happen to people before somebody wakes up and says, wait a minute, there wasn't anything bad going on here. It's that number, it's those kind of statistics in my state that frighten me when we can contemplate both registration lists and doubling or tripling or whatever of time and so on. I support this concept, but I tell you, I have to do it with major concerns in my heart that our prosecutors, our investigators, our social workers are going to start working on that 60 to 70% not found process so that we don't destroy an awful lot of families as we reach out to get that one or two bad actors out there. And with that, I'd move the bill. I don't have any objection.
Thank you, Senator Taylor. Let's see, other discussion on Senate Bill 85. Are there any amendments? Anyone on teleconference? I don't think so. The will of the committee?
With individual recommendations.
Senate Bill 85 has been motioned and made to move committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note. Is there objection? Seeing none, passes from committee. Let's talk about tomorrow. Senator Bundy, could you just...
I'm going to be here. Sorry.
Okay, just... I'm going to talk in one ear. Senator Bundy, just could you just give me 1 minute? Because what I'm going to say involves you. Okay. So tomorrow morning at 9, we're going to take Senate Bill 102, Charitable Gaming. And I put the notice out. We'll have public testimony, 2 minutes. And Senator Bundy, you've had this in your committee. So I would hope that tomorrow, this is how I see this issue. There's the issue itself, the legislation that is indeed substantive legislation and changes the way we do things. And that's what I'd like to keep us focused on tomorrow, rather than a whole bunch of people coming to us to tell us what lousy legislation it is. I've heard enough of that, and I've told my pull tab vendors and those folks in Fairbanks, dumb this thing down so that the legislator can understand it. So if you would help us tomorrow, keep focused on the fiscal issues and what's in front of us and not the emotional issues. And I would hope all of us support Senator Bundy and I doing that and trying to get all this put into 2 hours. And then we'll consider the bill and how what we want to do with it. But there's lots of emotion out there, and we've heard 90% of that, but I'd like to focus on the 10% that we're dealing with, and that's the public policy and the financial part. So,
first of all, I thought you said 2 minutes and then 2 hours. There's a big difference there.
2 minutes public testimony, okay, limit, and we'll see how many we can get in. If we may take care of it. Today we're done far earlier than I thought we would be.
Mr.
So,
Chairman,
thank you.
Senator Bundy. I asked also that you would ask folks not to discuss the morality of gambling. I mean, this is... That horse is out of the barn as far as charitable gaming. And
we can ask.
That's good. Yeah, well, we just want to keep it focused in this committee on the issues that concern this committee. Okay, thanks, everybody. Today we're done early. We finished today. I didn't think we would be, so we don't meet tonight, and I'll make that announcement. See you at 9 a.m.